Assalamu alaikum, which is the greetings of peace. I'm here at the Muslim Community Center in Chicago, and we have a wonderful group of people coming in to learn about Islam and Muslims. We're going to help answer their questions, clear up the misconceptions. Come with us and enjoy. You guys like that? It's kind of peaceful, huh? It's beautiful.
I have no doubt that bi'idhnillahi ta'ala it will be a successful project, inshallah. I've had the blessing of knowing Brother Eddie since he started the Deen Show, and he is one of the most sincere and most dedicated people to the da'wah that I have ever met. So please do support the Deen Center. Jazakumullahu khairan.
It was great to see that you guys were like tight community and everything. I really like that.
Would you recommend others to come? Or?
I would recommend others to come.
There was a time when I think our students would be worried about the fact they're coming, that they'd be coming here. And they're not now. They're prepared and they're looking forward to it.
We learned a lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, it was fun. Getting to see new religion and stuff like that. Yes, experience new stuff.
It's very enriching.
Definitely changes your opinion on things instead of seeing the news every day.
I didn't know that the angel Gabriel was considered to be something different, a Holy Spirit, so to speak. I just heard that he was the one who gave the message to Muhammad, but that was all I knew about that.
It was good. We learned a lot. Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. Other people to visit the mosque.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of things that were touched about, like the angel Gabriel and like the, I didn't know a lot about that. Yeah. And like the sacraments and stuff. Uh-huh. So, thank you.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you guys.
I actually have been to a mosque in Israel before. And so like kind of experiencing like an American style was like, it's very casual and I really enjoyed it a lot.
Would you recommend others to come visit the mosque?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
I was telling the students at the table, they were asking about young people, and I was sharing that when we were here in November, there were, I don't know, four or five teenage guys there at the end of the row who seemed to be sort of doing things that every group of teenage youth saw in a youth group anyplace, banging into each other, but then they got serious, and it was just really cool.
And I started to investigate all the different religions, and I came to conclude that Islam provided me with all the evidence and all the proof that it was indeed a way of life that I wanted to live by, that it was the truth. And then there was all these different things associated with Islam: terrorism, oppression of women, and the list goes on. But then I was seeing that Islam was promoting peace, justice, mercy, and love, and I was like, hold on, am I going to let Fox News, Sean Hannity, and all these other people speak up for the Muslims, or I'm going to go ahead and be a good ambassador to Islam? So then we started a program called The Deen Show. Now you guys, if you have the Facebook, YouTube, you can go ahead and look it up. It's called The Deen Show. And we do a weekly program here on CAN TV 36 in Chicago. But if you subscribe, you can go ahead and see our shows weekly. And it's dedicated to clearing the many misconceptions that are out there about Islam and Muslims. This is the first time visiting a mosque. How many were kind of nervous? Not too many. I had an opportunity to travel to Colorado not too long ago, and I met up with a pastor, and I was finished giving the what they called the sermon, the talk, the khutbah, and then the pastor came up to me and he introduced himself, and I asked him the same question. And he said the first time he came in, he was terrified. He was terrified. I said, how do you feel now? He said, I feel at home. And he just comes to hang out. So I'm glad you guys are here. But what that reminded me of is the reality of the propaganda that's out there that's helping to foster fear, misunderstanding, and how much this work is important of us conveying the true message of Islam. And you guys also hopefully going from here with a better understanding. And then when you're at the dinner table or you're at school and then you hear somebody else, you guys will be the ambassadors also of peace to help stop the lies and the false information, because here you'll actually learn about Muslims and Islam from the source, not from the hate machine. Now, back in 1976, Time magazine did an article, and they had conveyed the reality over a span of 150 years from 1800 to 1950 that over 60,000 books were written against Islam. This is before Facebook, this is before social media. So there were 60,000 anti-Islam books written against Islam. So you can imagine the propaganda started way before now. So that's one book a day. So those are the books that many people are still reading to this day. Now add on top of that, now what we have of social media, and how easily a lie can spread from here to China in a matter of minutes, seconds. How many of you have heard the word jihad? Huh? So, how many of you know what the word jihad means?
Holy war.
See? Okay, that's one. Good job. Next one. Anybody else? Okay, so we got holy war, we got pilgrimage. We'll go one more. Anybody else? Want to give it a try? I put him on the spot, huh?
We're in the middle of a bite.
That's good. Hey, okay. So imagine hearing, look, now, because many Muslims name their kids jihad. Many Muslims, you guys, actually, how many of you guys struggled, I mean, to get up in the morning? Huh? How many? To get to school. What if I told you, you actually do jihad every day, maybe to struggle and strive, because that's what it literally means, to struggle and strive against evil. One of the greatest jihads now is to struggle and strive now to be a good, decent, morally upright human being. How's that sound? Would I be lying if I said Jesus did jihad? Would I, sister?
No, not at all.
No.
We all do jihad every single day. Yeah.
Huh? Our sister now, many, the attack that's on Muslim sisters, and let me just go on a tangent here. Anybody know what a Muslim means? What does it mean, Islam and Muslim? Let's give it a try. Let's see, anybody at this, give me a raise of hand. What does Islam mean? Because I'm going to be using these words, and now I want to clear, because I can say a word and then you might have all these different connotations ascribed to it. So let's kind of, and a picture that's a false picture. So let's go ahead and put everything in the right context. Anybody? Islam, what's it mean? What's it mean?
How about Muslim? What does it mean?
Believer.
How important?
How many have heard the term? You've obviously heard the word Islam, right? Everybody, you've heard the word Islam? But let's be honest. We got to be honest with each other. Okay? If we're going to move forward, we got to start our relationship right. So it's good to have a good relationship based on honesty, huh? So I'll be honest with you. Good. Okay. Now, if we're going to start off this relationship, we'll start it off right. And now, if we have this word Islam that's constantly in the media, what comes to mind? This is an easy one now. I know you're going to get this. When you hear Islam, what comes to mind right next to it? What's the word? I'll give you a hint. T. Begins with a T. Ah. How about Muslim? Muslim, what comes along with that usually? Huh? Anybody? Come on, don't be afraid now. Muslim, and I'll give you another one. T? You guys look shy, huh? But Muslim is one who has chosen to freely, consciously submit his or her will to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. This is what a Muslim is. And Islam is to do that submission. So Islam, peace acquired by submitting your will to the will of who? To do
Allah.
And Allah equals the God, the God. Like in the Lord's Prayer, O our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done, we will say, this is Islam, to submit your will to the will of the Creator of the heavens and earth, to worship the one God and to be morally upright. This is what Islam means. This is it. Isn't that a better picture? Huh? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. So we got those two words. Muslim, one who submits to the will of God, doing Islam, submitting his or her will. Because every day you're tempted to maybe submit to your desires, to submit to a human being. A lot of times you got to break the first idol which is within yourself. So a Muslim's whole life is now doing jihad. Not to submit to anything, to the corruption a lot of times that's out there. To be a good, decent human being according to whose game plan? God's game plan. So now, we go ahead and we define these words and we talk about what Islam is so then we can understand clearly what it isn't. Now, usually before we even get to the six pillars, the six articles of faith, so there's six articles of faith in Islam. And then there's five pillars. But usually before you even get to this, now the human being is asking or should be asking the question like, why am I here? What's the purpose of life? Why have I been created? You get past all the new atheism, beautiful documentary that I really, really call everyone to watch. It's called Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. Has anybody watched this? I believe it's by some Christians who put it together, possibly. It's called Intelligence, No Intelligence Allowed, or Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. It's actually a movie that has been created to really create this awareness, because you guys are in the universities now, right? College universities? And you will see a tech, because you guys come from a Christian university, right? But you will see that in many of the university, you have the institutions set up to push subtly, to make fun of. You know, I just heard a story of, it was a arts class, and they had the teacher, arts teacher, and they were showing Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus, and then they were subtly coming in and saying, you know, because they were talking about how Mary, the mother of Jesus, how she had Jesus without a father. This is one of the miracles. And then the professors here laughing about it. How can this happen? This is ridiculous. Whoever believes this, and yada, 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 and that puts the doubt in you. Or you go to the university, and on the wall, it's written here, no God, God does not exist. And then usually what happens is, the professor asks, how many people believe in God? And there'll be some Christians, maybe a couple Muslims, and they'll raise their hands. Has anybody had this happen to them? Have you heard of this? These are true stories. And then at the beginning, the majority raise their hands, and then they begin. And then the semester ends. Have you heard about these stories, sister? And then what happens at the end, now the professor, the philosophy professor says, how many now believe in God? And now it's like from a classroom, maybe 90% raise their hands, and then at the end, maybe two. You see? So the person who's a true seeker asking these questions, like she did, like I did, like you guys are doing, you're asking, what's the purpose of life? Why am I here? You start to think. Aristotle and Plato, they were the ones who argued by design. Design indicates a designer. The cosmological argument. You think, okay, nothing comes from nothing. For something to exist, there has to be a cause. Nothing can just come from nothing. Isaac Newton, he argued the fine-tuning argument. Like a fine-tuned clock, he compared the universe. Amazing. So when you use the scruples, the common sense, but it's kind of a shame that common sense is not always common practice, but you use the common sense, it'll lead you to the conclusion that there has to be a creator. And then we have the morality argument and all these other things. Now you don't get sucked into the whole atheism and all this other thing that's out there. And now you start to look for the way of life that's based on proof and evidence. And now we find out, hold on, God Almighty, over time, He sent messengers. And this, now we get into the belief system and the six articles of faith. Have you ever seen the Passion of the Christ? Have you seen the Passion of the Christ? Mel Gibson, he wanted to go back and make it as authentic as possible. And if you can go, you just type in, you know, Passion of the Christ, and you'll see they have subtitles when the one part of the scene where Jesus, he was calling on God, he was saying, Allah. Sounds pretty similar to Allah, doesn't it? So this is not a different God. This is not a, many people, another misconception is a moon God. So this is the name for God, the God in the Arabic language. So in Aramaic, Allah, Eloh, Hebrew, Elohim, Jehovah, this is the one God. So I want to go back to the first pillar. The first pillar of Islam, submission to the will of the Creator, not the creation. And I want, because sometimes we can get inundated with a lot of information, but if you guys leave with anything, I really want you to remember this. The main message of Islam was the message that came with the first man, Adam. He was called to submit his will to the one God. And then God Almighty, out of his love, he's a God, Allah, who wants to guide humanity. He loves humanity. For God so loved the world that he sent prophets and messengers. And they all came with the same message, calling humanity to have a loving, peaceful relationship with the one God, to submit their will to the one God, to worship the Creator, not the creation. That was the crust of the message, and to be morally upright. And if you leave with anything, I want you guys to leave with this, to remember this, because Islam is easy to understand. Say, what did you learn about it? Well, they talked about worshiping one and only one God and being morally upright. That's the main message of Islam. So I really want you to watch this program I did with a Christian. His name is Owen Benjamin. I have him on The Dean Show. If you go into my channel, thedeanshow.com, you can go to my YouTube channel, and there's a great talk I did with a Christian. We went back and forth, back and forth. Now this guy, have you guys ever heard of Joe Rogan?
Of course.
Of course. He's probably the most watched or most listened to watched podcast. He was on the Joe Rogan Show. He was a Hollywood actor, comedian, and he was really infamous for spreading hate about Islam and Muslims. But then he had an epiphany. He started to really look into Islam. He started to, what really fascinated him was every time the Muslims say Jesus, we say peace be upon him. He was like, why am I hating on these people? They elevate Jesus, peace be upon him, to such a high level, and they always say peace be upon him. And then he started to really look into it, and he changed his ways. And then we were talking about, because he lives on the farm over there in Washington somewhere. He's got some goats, whatnot, and we had a great conversation. I want you guys really to watch that. His name is Owen Benjamin on The Dean Show. Now, going back to the first pillar of Islam. So you imagine this line, and these messengers, five of the great, I'll mention their, continue with their names. Noah, same thing, calling humanity to have a loving, peaceful relationship, to acquire that peace that we all want, that contentment, that solace, by doing what God wants us to do, submitting our will to the Creator, not the creation. Obeying Him. If we make a mistake, we turn back to the all-loving, the most merciful. And then we try not to go back to the sin or to what displeases God. But we keep striving forward. And then another messenger comes. And it keeps going on and on and on until the final messenger, we say, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, it's interesting, as our sister talked about, the Shahada, if you were living during the time of Abraham, Abraham would come with the message, because this chain was always linked together. And this was beautiful, is when the chronological order, when you can piece all this together, it just makes sense. So now, Moses would come, Abraham, and you couldn't bypass them. They were the way, the truth, and the light. So you had to accept Abraham as a messenger, and then you would make the Shahada. La ilaha illallah, there's no God but one God, there's nothing worthy of worship except the one God, and Abraham is his messenger. Now we move on to the other ones. Noah, same thing. La ilaha illallah, Musa Rasulullah, there's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator, and Moses is the messenger. Same thing during the time of Jesus, and then during the time of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So that's really a really interesting thing that really kind of puts some light on things and makes things kind of less confusing. And this is something that really, if you guys leave with, remember this part, this first one, that's so important. So I'll open it up now, where we shared a lot. We got about, how many, 5 minutes until?
About
10 minutes. Does anybody have any questions? I want to just jump into one thing, because we heard the word terrorism. You know, Islam, anybody running around, machete, stabbing up people, shooting up people, innocent people, he's actually doing a jihad for Satan. Did you know that? You could do a jihad for Satan, right? So now this has become something that's so much on the minds of people, thinking that before I come in the mosque, what is it, a bomb-making factory? Are these guys, are they plotting and planning this, that, and the other? But this is one thing, one of probably the biggest misconceptions that people have about Muslims and Islam is this whole terrorism thing. How many, as I said earlier, I mentioned, how many people watch the news and have heard something linked back to this? Yeah? So my question usually is, how can someone have a loving, peaceful relationship with the Creator if they're spreading hate, terror in the world? Doesn't make sense. You know, there's a beautiful passage in the Quran where God Almighty is saying that killing one, this is the meaning, killing one innocent being is as if you killed the world. Saving one innocent life is as if you saved the world. You know, we started off the meeting with peace be with you. So Muslims are people who try to spread peace, have peace with their Creator, and when that resonates in your heart, when you have that, naturally you can give what you have. You have that, you yet that persona, that energy. So this is something that is so important that we kind of clear these things out of our minds. And we'll have some pamphlets also that when you guys come out, you can go ahead and pick up some of these Jesus, a messenger of God, the Quran and science, on what I just covered, Islam on extremism, Islam on women, all these different topics that we have. And then also, if you guys are more visual, you can go on YouTube, type in The Dean Show.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
We've been told that they're out to kill us all.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We went to the streets to ask Americans about Islam. Here's what they said. Do you know anything about Islam?
No.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sadly.
Do you know anything about Islam?
Not really.
Do you know anything about Islam?
No, sorry.
Do you know what Islam means?
Islam? No.
We've been told that they're out to kill us all.
That's what you've been told, that Muslims are out to kill you all.
Well, that's what they say on TV.
Anything.
I know it's in the Middle East, isn't it?
Well, that you're going to have four wives.
Brothers and sisters, as you can see, there are so many Americans who don't know about Islam. We need your help to change that. Help us to build the Dean Center, the first mega Dawah center in America. Click to donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.